The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you again for the opportunity given unto us, Lord Jesus, to share your word and to listen to your word. We say, Father, you will just guide everything, and Lord, we shall be blessed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because we know you are the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to continue our study on Eve, and the last program we were looking at how beautiful, how wonderful all the blessings that the Lord given to Adam and Eve, back up with his blessings. But today we shall be looking at temptation, the temptation of Eve, just to let us know that even as we are blessed and we are having a lot of blessing from the Lord and everything is going on smoothly, that the devil is there at a corner watching and just looking for opportunity just to puncture that love, that joy, and the fulfillment that the Lord has given to us. But today, by God's grace, the Lord will open our eyes to know how can we really handle the devil, and then he will not be able to steal and kill and destroy in our lives. So today, please turn with me to Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, as we continue our study on Eve. I will start reading from verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees of the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate of it also. Now, what is this temptation? What's the meaning of temptation? Temptation is just when Satan tries to get us to sin. Temptation is when the devil is trying to change the word of God so that he can be in control. Temptation is when the devil wants us to forget about the instruction of God and do our own will. That is when we shall be going into temptation. And if we are not careful, that will lead to sin. But today, we are not really going to talk on sin, but we're going to emphasize on temptation. And then tomorrow, we will see how temptation can lead to sin, which was now the end result of why Eve and Adam had to be sent out of the Garden of Eden. From that verse 6, we are going to see three important areas where the devil is going to attack anyone. Even if you are going to be attacked today with temptation, it's still going to be these three areas of temptation. It can be a rearrangement, but it will still be based on these three. And so if we can identify these three areas that the devil can use to attack us, then we will be prepared for him to be able to know how to deal with him so that he will not continue to steal our joy and to steal the fellowship, you know, between us and God. Let me read that verse 6 again. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eyes and also desirable for gaining wisdom. She took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. From what we have read, there are three areas in that verse 6. One has to do with the flesh. One has to do with the eyes. One has to do with the desire to be wiser than God. You know, it will make you wise. Now, what are we talking about? It means that when somebody is going to be tempted, there are just three areas. It has to do with the lust of the eyes, or the lust of the flesh, or the pride of life. Come with me to First John 2:15-17, and we can just put something on that Genesis 3:6, because we are now going to look at the two areas of the scripture together. Let's read together 1 John 2:15-17, if you will. Do not love this world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of the eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. Now, let's go back to Eve. Eve was being tempted by the devil that, what is this fruit? What is the big deal about this fruit that the Lord said you should not eat? The one in the middle of the garden. Why should you be given instruction? Why should you be hindered? Why is it that you cannot be free? Why is it that you cannot eat anything and you can do anything? Why is it that God has to give instruction? And you say, well, God said it. God said we should not touch it. Anyway, God did not say they should not touch it. God said they should not eat it. But you say we should not eat it. We should not touch it. And the devil said, you use your eyes. Look at it. Look at that fruit. Don't forget that that's not the only fruit in the garden. There are so many other fruits that will have been very, very good. I'm very good to the eyes. But when the devil wants to tempt us, he starts to use our eyes to convince us, to rope us in, to bring us into agreement with him. And so the first thing that the devil said was, this is good for the eye, because the devil had made her to see the fruit as very, very good to the eye. No other fruit can be compared with that fruit. And so Eve concluded and said that when the woman, that means Eve, saw that fruit was good for food and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom. And those are the three areas. The first thing that the devil attacked was the eyes. It was good for the eyes, pleasing to the eye. And then he went on to the another lust. It was good for food. And then he went to the third one. It's desirable to make one to be wise. And so when First John, Apostle John, was going to put it in his own words, in that First John chapter 2:15-17, he now took out these three things and said, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. These are the three areas. When we are having problems with these three areas, Apostle John, according to what the Holy Spirit penned through him, said that the love of the Father cannot be in us, because this is the love of the world. It's just based on the things of the world, not on the things that is going to please the Father. Now, let's start to look at it. What is this lust of the flesh? Lust of the flesh. And we'll be reading from that Genesis 3:6. The one who your soul is waiting on will determine whether you will overcome the temptation or you'll fall into it. If your mind is waiting on the Lord, you are going to overcome any temptation that the devil may bring in all these three areas. But If one's mind is not waiting on the Lord, then the devil is going to get one into sin. So you either love God or you love the world. The two cannot be loved at the same time. Let's start looking at the lust of the flesh. How can I know if I'm tempted? Can be a question. And that would be a very good question. You will know when you are tempted if it satisfies just your body and does not agree with the word of God. Don't forget that we are looking at Eve and the first temptation that Eve had to go through. It is good that that food was good to the eyes, and is also good as food, but it doesn't agree with the instruction of God, then that is temptation. Now, let's go on. We will see that in the world, we can face a lot of temptation. It may be food, it may be sexual desire, it could be clothes, it could be so many things that can make us to feel important and make us to feel, good, or make us to feel happy. But when we want to take that action, there's something that will tell us that. Is that what the word of God says? Are you sure this is going to please the Lord? It means that the Lord is asking you that pause and think. You cannot go on. If you go on with that thing, then you will be sinning against me. So the Lord will always bring a check into our spirit. The good news is that our Lord Jesus was also tempted. And because he was tempted, he was able to show us how we can overcome temptation. And that is a very good thing for us. So that will tell us that we are not alone. That because Jesus had gone through the same thing that we may say we are going through, and the Bible says he did not sin, then we can rely on him during our time of temptation. Let's go and examine how Jesus was tempted and see how he was able to overcome. Don't forget, we are first of all looking at the lust of the flesh. That means, what are the things that I'm doing and my body is enjoying, and I do not want to do anything that will please God because I'm focusing just on my flesh. Let's go to Matthew 4, 3 to 4. And when the tempter came, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered, Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If we are going to overcome the temptation of the lust of the flesh, our focus must not be on bread alone. Bread means food. We must not base our life on food alone. You know, sometimes the Lord wants us to go and control our stomach so that our stomach will not continue to control us. But anytime we take any action that does satisfy our stomach, our flesh, and disagree with the word of God, then we know that that message is from the devil. Eve did not remember the word of God in the Garden of Eden, so she sinned. Let us read that Genesis again. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that was it, he did not remember, but don't eat that food. So he concluded in his mind that, okay, this is good for food. And then there was no continuation that God said we should not eat the food. And that is where the problem started in the life of Eve. But in case of Jesus, when Satan tempted him and said that, oh, you are a Son of God, mighty Son of God, with so much power, turn all these stones to bread and eat and feast. Jesus said, no. That's not what God asked me to do, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Tomorrow, by God's grace, we continue with the temptation of Eve. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we just want to thank you for giving us the grace to be able to learn from our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, who have been tempted in every way that we can ever be tempted. And we can always go to him to ask for wisdom to be able to handle the devil. Thank you, Lord, because you will give us this wisdom. And we will no more be under the devil, but we will triumph over him in every area of our lives. Thank you, Father, because we know you are the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.